And if you're going to live in America, if you're going to live in a Western country, you're going to, you should learn how to sign.
Yeah, well, that's perhaps something that you would develop. Like, if you did find yourself in America for an extended period of time, mm-hmm. perhaps you would develop your own signature. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. but as it stands, like, you know, very often, you know, Japanese kids don't have a need to actually sign their names like a lot. So therefore, they don't really develop it. You know.
They don't, but that's the unfortunate thing, because they don't have need. You could use the old argument about, well, they don't really have a need for English. So when you're stuck in a moment when you need English, you're screwed because you never thought that you had a motivation or a need for it. So now you can't speak the language. Same way here, you don't really have a need for a signature, but when you have to sign some important document or a credit card statement.
Just let me throw out an experience that I had about signatures, right? Now, I've banked with my bank for quite a number of years, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, when I opened my bank account, I just used my signature. Mm-hmm. Right? They said, you know, I have an income, but preferably I will always use my own signature rather than go and get an income.
So you're talking about a Japanese bank?
Yes, that's right.
And an income is a Japanese seal, right?
That's right, John. So they accepted my signature on the bank book and so on. So therefore, whenever I needed anything at the counter, I could just sign for it.
Great.
Yeah. Now this created a problem for me, like that. When you sign your signature, right, very often it's not the exact same as it was when you first opened your bank account.
Right.
So what did that mean for me? That meant that the person who was at the counter would spend 10 minutes. Flipping back and forward to determine whether or not that signature was exactly the same. Now, I would say that on about 5 different occasions, I've been told that this is not the same signature.
Right.
And I said, well, I am this person. And we have had this back and forth whereby, you know, I'm saying it is my signature. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, well, actually, it's different.
Yeah.
And then eventually I'm always asked, can you do it again? Mm-hmm. And they show me the signature that I have provided at first, and they say, you got to write it like this. Mm-hmm. So I copy that signature.
You trace
it. Which is my own signature. So it defeats the purpose of actually, you know, me submitting my signature in the first place.
You wanted to make it easy.
That's right.
And it ended
easy
up
for me in the end. In the end, it has been difficult at times,
right?
You know, and we've had the argument. I've had the argument where are you an expert in reading signatures? Can you tell that I am not who I say I am? You know, mm-hmm. and we've had that. I've had that argument with some of the bank staff.
Sure.
You know, of course, it gets me nowhere because I end up having to copy my own signature.
That's right.
Anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. The point is, you feel right. I have to say this.
I think that's a good point. But that's, in a way, that kind of reinforces my idea about it. You're in Japan. You really should have used an inkan. And in the same way, a Japanese person living in America can't say, well, this is my personal seal. I want to use this in lieu of a signature. That won't work.
Yeah, but you see, the point is that the bank said you can sign for it or you can use an inkan.
Okay, well, that's true.
So
they did offer
once
that
you give them the choice, I'll always take the signature, you know, because...
Not anymore, you won't.
I still do, like, to be
you
honest.
Do?
Like,
you do? Okay, okay.
I still persevere with it.
Haven't learned your lesson yet, have you?
Well, you know, I think, who's going to learn the lesson? Is it me or the person at the bank, you know?
No, you're right.
You know, really, like, you know, if they're going to accept the signature, they have to be able to deal with it in what I think is a sensible fashion.
You're quite right.
If they say you need an income, well, then I will come in with the income. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the way it is.
They shouldn't offer the choice if they don't know how to handle it properly. Mm. And that I think your point is also well made, too.